DN for Monday, September 29th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You can offset the tariffs because you get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Quest Worthy while you're at it. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of esports news today. Yes, we do. And we got some stuff on sale as well for your PC and things. And Battlefield 6 is poking fun at Call of Duty. Yeah. But if you heard the news already, a lot of the news outlets have already said what I'm about to say. Eurogamer.net has reported that EA, and this is an update from the weekly show, privately acquired in a $55 billion deal by a group of investors. And that would include the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund and Silver Lake Affinity Partners. So we'll start with the investment fund, because EA's chairman and CEO Andrew Wilson will continue to lead the company for everything that they do. The transaction is expected to be completed in 1.5 years, quarter one, fiscal year 27. Now, there was an announcement today that the investor group comprises the PIF with the investment firms Silver Lake and Infinity Partners. Wilson was doing the talking. Quote, "Our creative and passionate teams at EA delivered extraordinary experiences for hundreds of millions of fans, built some of the world's most iconic IP, and created significant value for our business. This moment is a powerful recognition of their remarkable work. Looking ahead, we will continue to push the boundaries of entertainment, sports, and technology, unlocking new opportunities. Together with our partners, we will create transformative experiences to inspire generations to come. I am more energized than ever about the future we are building." Now, the CEO of the Affinity Partners, Jared Kushner, said, quote, "Electronic Arts is an extraordinary company with a world-class management team and a bold vision for the future. I've admired their ability to create iconic, lasting experiences, and someone who grew up playing their games and now enjoys them with his kids. I couldn't be more excited about what's ahead," end quote. For those who know, Jared Kushner is the U.S. president's son-in-law. Now, what we also know is that Ubisoft Assassin's Creed Mirage will get a free DLC set in the 9th century in Alua, which is an ancient Arabian city, because the DLC was reported for the funding from the PIF. Now, as of this recording, because of this news, the Dow Index went up by 0.12%, the S&P 500 Index went up by 0.20%, and the NASDAQ Index went up by 0.45%. Now we get to some other gaming news. If you watch Peacemaker, well, Fortnite has disabled some of the Peacemaker emotes. And the next couple of stories come from GameSpot, and this is where this is coming from, because that's what Epic Games did announce, that the Fortnite emote that is associated to John Cena has been disabled because of the possible Nazi connection, and that would be the Peaceful Hips, which is an emote that's very popular in the battle royal shooter Fortnite. And the emote does see your character acting funny, rotating their hips before making the L shape with their arms. So if you watch Peacemaker, you may be familiar with the dance, and that's performed in the second season's opening montage. So the episode that they were highlighting, season 2, episode 6, Ignorance is Chris, and that showed up 4 days ago, and that did see Peacemaker discover the alternative dimension that he's so fond of, because it's called Nazi America. and some of the fans were pointing that out up on X. So Epic Games did pull the emote offline, maybe indefinitely, as it investigates the partner's creative intentions. That's a quote, by the way. So here's what Epic Games did say up on X. Quote, "We're disabling the peaceful hips emotes in Fortnite as we acquire info on our partner's creative intentions in this collaborate emote. Assuming it's not coming back, we'll issue refunds in the next few days. Sorry, folks." End quote. Now, James Gunn may have something to say about this, but he hasn't done so yet. So we'll see what he does, see how he replies. Now, we know also that the Tokyo Game Show has been going on, and GameSpot was saying that some of the Japanese game developers are embracing AI. And Automation did share the results from the findings from the 2025 CESA Video Game Industry Report, which defined that 51% of the Japanese developers want to use AI in some capacity when they're making the games. The survey was conducted between June and July this year, with 54 companies responding, including Sega, Capcom, Level 5. And some of the companies did say that they're using AI for visual assets. So AI is going to Japan. Well, they might be able to make some fun out of it. Last one from GameSpot, Battlefield 6 live action trailer is poking fun at all of the Call of Duty games. So the players didn't make it clear that they don't want the game to follow the footsteps of Call of Duty, with the celebrity operators and some cartoon-like skins featuring Beavis and Butthead. So, EA and Battlefield Studios said that, well, let's have some fun with them instead. So they made a trailer up on YouTube, and it goes for 1 minute and 58 seconds. And it took some of the stars, like Zac Efron, Jimmy Butler, Morgan Wallen, and Patty Pimbelt playing as themselves as the Warriors, who do prove to be expendable. They're saying in more ways than one. And the video did appear to be the callback to Call of Duty's, quote, "There's a soldier in all of us," end quote, series trailer. So they were having some fun making that trailer. So we shall see what happens with Call of Duty and Battlefield 6. But wait, Call of Duty could be going to Game Pass. That is the Black Ops 6, or Black Ops 7. Not Black Ops 6, Black Ops 7. And according to PC Games N, they are thinking that Black Ops 7 could be going to Game Pass sometime soon, because the Black Ops 7 beta will give some indication as to how good the game will actually be. And they said it's going to have something special. They'll have some proper AAA competitions in the form of Battlefield 6. So, will Black Ops 7 be on Game Pass? It will. And not just on Game Pass. You will play it via the service on day one. And you'll be able to get some of the pre-order goodies as well. That includes the beta, which people will also get in immediately after the early access ends. And that'll be from October 2nd to October 8th. And the subscribers can get some Reznov Operator skins from the Reznov Challenge Pack. I hope you enjoy that, because somebody's not having any fun. We're going to the esports corner, because FaZe Clan has benched Rain from the CS2 roster via esportsinsider.com, because they are benching Havard, Rain, Nygaard from the Counter-Strike 2 roster. And that did open the door for Russell Twist Vendulken to return to the starting lineup after signing with Team Liquid. So FaZe will be in the ESL Pro League Season 22, and Rain, after playing for 10 years, has been benched from the organization. So he did post something on X, to where we're going to paraphrase what he said. Quote, "My journey in CS2 is far from over. I'm not retiring. I will keep competing and growing as a player. I'm open to offers for any role. And while stepping into the IGL role would be a new challenge for me, it's one I'm eager to embrace," end quote. So he's not done. Well, if you're going to play some esports, you're going to want some equipment. The Verge did say that CMF made some headphones, and these headphones has a slider for boosting bass and treble, and it is the CMF Headphone Pro. So these are going to be over the ear. It's going to have a multifunction roller controller that was borrowed from Nothing Headphone. And right now, this headset is available today in the EU and UK. But the US customers will have to wait until October 7th this year to grab a pair. And they are $99, which is much cheaper than Nothing's $299 headphone. And the CMF headphone will have more customizability. You could add more cushion to the headphone for a little bit more, about $25 more. But let's say you need a keyboard. Once again, back to The Verge, because they were talking about Keychron mechanical keyboards. Because right now, they are 62% off. Right now, they are $59 at Amazon and $45 at Woot. And that's the Keychron V1, 40% off. So if you're looking for a good keyboard, you can try that. And if you're going to have a keyboard, then you must be playing a game like World of Warcraft. Wowhead said that they got a box. And in that box was a mug. And it says, Home Sweet Home. They got the first look at that mug. And of course, they had to run it by their cat, Brightpaw. And apparently, the cat liked it. Now, they also said that the deep dive for World of Warcraft Midnight will be happening later this week. We'll be talking about that then. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.